providing the products to, for me to polish. You know, come to think of it, that might not be helpful. Yeah. Anyway, we sure do appreciate it, Tom, and I know you're you're open for people to call you with their questions about polishing and all.
Absolutely,
that.
Yeah. I spend a good part of every day on the phone, and you know, that's just part of what we sell is that, you know, you get all the information you can use.
Yep, there you go. That's perfectpolish.com. Well, thanks a lot, Tom, for being with us today. Bet.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right,
take Tom, I'd like to add that I did buy a huge bundle of wraps from you some time ago, and we use them, and they are great.
Oh, great. I'm glad you like the product.
Very good, very good. All right, Tom, take it easy.
All right, thanks. Good.
All right, guys, so that's pretty good information.
Yeah, it is. But, Rob, you didn't spill the beans that you've been polishing your trailer with toolbox polish.
Oh! Oh, well. It works pretty good.
What's the
like it's the Canadian Essence.
Yeah. What's it really called?
That's the name of it. Canadian Essence.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
No.
That was your bottled water.
I think it's Diamond Bright Diamond polish Bright. Or something.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know. Have you seen them up front up close there, Colin? Are they as shiny as the 65 you did?
No. First cut. It's pretty good for a first cut,
yeah.
But in reality, the issue with that stuff is that, you know, I don't think you're getting in the nooks and crannies as easily as we do with the other compounds, and it's, as you noticed, even with that stuff, Rob, it is a ton of work.
Yeah,
It's a ton of work whatever you find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, you got to use the heavy coarse product and the heavy duty compounder to really reshape that aluminum to get a polish that's going to last.
Yeah, but keep in mind, really, you know, the point he was making was you start with the least aggressive that you need to, because you can put more damage in the metal than what's there now.
Yeah, so that's part of the art of it, knowing where your trailer lies with those different grades.
Right, and it actually lies all over the map depending on which part of the trailer you're working on. So it's quite interesting there. We've used Nuvite, we've used all kinds of different types of compounds. We've tried everything, much like Rob is, you know, trying all kinds of bizarre methods. But you know, the F7 is probably a good one to start with.
Mm-hmm.
It considered a medium grade. If you've got something that's really horrendous, like the F9 can work. But you know, if you put F9 everywhere, you're going to be doing a lot of work.
Go ahead.
I've tried the Nuvite. You know, I've got some Nuvite here. I've tried the Rouge bars. Some people swear by the Rouge bars and the red, green, and whites. The Diamond Bright and all. You know, this trailer had 50 years, almost 50 years. I don't think it's ever been polished. So, I'm pretty much done with the first cut, and I've got a Cyclo now. So I'll be starting with the much finer stuff soon. Colin saw it beads up pretty good too down at Cherry Blossom.
Yeah, but you know what, Rob, you have to go over the whole thing again with the same compound level with the Cyclo, and then you go to the finer stuff.
Right.
So. Need to make a little announcement, one I don't really like to make. Don and Claudia are bonded by Aluminum Buddies. They ended up having to cancel their cross-country trip. Remember that we were going to follow them across country when they were going to go from California to New York?
Yeah, what happened there?
A close family member passed away, I think. Maybe unexpectedly, I'm not quite sure. But they had to cancel it, and they might try it next year. But heart goes out to them. Sorry they couldn't complete it this time, but we'll be up for it next time whenever they can do it.
Yeah, that's really too bad. I was looking forward to that cross-country expose.
With all kinds of exciting adventures. Like, I think you have an exciting adventure there, Colin, in your Airstream. Why don't you tell us about it?
I'm the proverbial adventurer here. I guess Rob is. Well, we all are, I suppose. That's why we own Airstreams. But
you didn't poke your eye out on this one, did you?
No, but I do things equally as silly, though. I think everybody remembers our last show at the Cherry Blossom Rally in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Well, I guess we did that show, I guess, the Thursday night.
And
the rally was due to finish on the Sunday, but around...
I started a mass...